And we're here now with Shelley Hegan from Upper Planned Parenthood of
Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood.
With you have centers in Hudson, Albany, and Troy.
Correct.
And you've got all sorts of things going on now. The new center in Hudson, a new center in Troy, and a new capital campaign.
Yep.
And a big, busy legislative session coming up in January, too, I guess.
It's not boring.
So I guess tell us about the capital campaign first, which is several million dollars you're trying to raise, and it's been going so well, you've upped your total that you're shooting for now?
Yeah, so we started our campaign. We started thinking about doing a campaign in the middle of 2016, and we wanted to relocate Albany or relocate Hudson, relocate Troy, and we had to do some renovations in Albany as well. And we also wanted to secure a patient access fund so that we didn't need to worry about whether or not the whims of politics would affect whether or not our patients can continue to get on uninterrupted care. So we started thinking about that in 2016. After the election in 2016, it became even more obvious that there were going to be risks to our patients' ability to access care. So that's when we sort of launched the campaign in earnest. So we are raising $7.2 million. About $2.5 million of that is for the building renovations, and the rest of it is to establish this patient access fund. So initially, it was just going to be about $3 million in the patient access fund, which roughly represents how much service we provide in a year to Medicaid patients. So should we get cut out of Medicaid, we would still be able to see people uninterrupted. The patient experience would be no different. And then we would work behind the scenes with New York State to hopefully fix whatever Washington undid. After the Kavanaugh appointment, we started to get a little bit more concerned about abortion access across the country. Here in New York, we don't feel particularly threatened about the ability to continue to provide safe and legal abortion, but we do anticipate that should safe and legal abortion no longer be guaranteed constitutionally, that people are going to have to travel across state lines in order to access the services they need in a safe way. So we decided to increase the patient access fund a little bit so that we could build some capacity to be able to continue to provide abortion should Roe be overturned or severely limited.
So there might be people from Ohio, say, coming across the border in western New York.
Correct.
If things go as they could, I guess.
Correct. And because Albany is near an airport that's also a hub airport, it will be a place that not even just contiguous states, but like other states that have cheap flights on Southwest can easily get to Albany. And so it would be a convenient location for people to be able to get in and out of. There's a lot we have to worry about in terms of across state line care. I worry about what's coming out of Ohio, where they're talking about criminalizing women who access abortion. So I think we need to raise the funds to make sure that we can support those women in many ways. So, yes, we need to be able to continue to provide abortions. That's a given. But are they going to need assistance with transportation? Are they going to need legal assistance when they go back home? We really don't know what the future holds there. And so this fund is also a way for us to kind of build a war chest so that we're prepared for whatever comes our way so that we can be there for the people who need us most.
So what is the current situation? I mean, I guess your organization, Planned Parenthood, is like daily someone is saying we want to cut funding someone across the country. Has any funding been cut on any of your services or any of your funding nationally, locally, statewide in the last 2 years, or is it still
here in New York State? We haven't seen any serious cuts, but Planned Parenthoods across the country have been thrown out of their state Medicaid programs. And so for us, so here in Columbia County, and it's very similar in the rest of our service area, 70% of our patients are at or below the poverty level. And a good 65-70% of our patients have Medicaid. That's pretty typical across the country. Is we tend to see a patient population that is not economically fragile, shall we say. That's partly because of the age demographic. We see people primarily between the ages of 19 and 29. That's our largest demographic. And people in that age group are frequently struggling financially. They're, you know, young and kind of getting on their feet. So across the country, when those folks have been thrown out of their Medicaid programs, it's really devastating in terms of access to care. And it's really difficult to run those health centers in places where they have no access to state grant money either. And fundraising becomes difficult in those communities because frequently the communities that have that kind of limitation also have a population that may not be as sympathetic to Planned Parenthood. That's one of the things that's been amazing with this campaign is, so we only cover four counties. We serve Albany, Rensselaer, Columbia, and Greene County. We don't have a health center here in Greene County, but Greene County Family Planning is here on Main Street in Catskill, and they're fantastic. They do a great job, and we partner with them and support them in many ways. When I say support them, we support them by taking their referrals and doing care that they can't provide. So it's only four little counties, and yet the people in these communities are so passionate about our services that we're only 1 year into the campaign, and we've already been able to raise a little over $2 million from individual donors. So when people were like, you're going to raise $7 million, that's a lot of money in this community because there's not a lot of people. You know what I mean? We're not huge. This group of people just stepped forward for us over and over and over again, and it's coming from all corners of our service area. So not everybody has that. You know, here in New York, we do. So I feel like it's our obligation to not only raise the money and build that fund, but be prepared to help serve women from places that aren't quite so fortunate.
And we're speaking with Shelley Hegan from the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood Group. Why don't you give out the website address if people are interested in making a donation?
Sure.
How do they do that?
If they're interested in donating to the campaign, you can go to uhpp.org. You can also reach out directly at info@uhpp.org if you have a question or want to talk about a different way you can donate. And people are donating in many different ways. Some folks are coming to the campaign and, you know, writing a check because that's what they want to do. Some people are planning their gifts over 5 years because it's a 5-year campaign. So they're sort of timing what they feel like they can do. And some people are including us in their wills and in their bequests to say, you know, I can't maybe afford to pay this right now, but I want to know that I'm providing support for women in our community even after I'm gone. So it's been a wide array of the ways people are supporting us.
And I guess a lot of the reason to give or at least high profile reason to give are these two new centers that you're opening. Where are they?
So the Hudson Health Center is opening right on Warren Street. Actually, it's on Columbia Street, but where Warren and Columbia come together for those who know the community. I like to say that we picked that location because it's an easy walking distance to Vassalo's, so I can get chocolate whenever I go there. That's important. and it's going to have expanded access for behavioral health care. We're going to be implementing some counseling programs there along with screenings and support for people looking for help with substance abuse and other sort of social indicators of care, you know, things that make you healthy besides just health care. We're going to be expanding our transgender services there. We're going to be doing like high-end GYN care so that people who have if you have a bad pap smear and it's an indicator for cervical cancer, there are some treatments that you can have immediately, and we can provide those there. So the cancer screening and treatment program will be a little bit more robust in the new health center. We're going to have a teen space there, so we'll be able to offer a teen clinic, and young people can drop in after school, get information, maybe make an appointment, or maybe just ask questions. We'll have educators on site. And then we're building a community space so that other organizations that maybe don't have enough space for meetings, board meetings, those kind of things, that we can share that space with them. So it will be a nice little community room. So that's what's happening here in Hudson. And then in Troy, we are still on the hunt for a new location. We're looking at all different kinds of things, but hoping to stay right in the city of Troy. And that's really a commitment of ours, because being in downtown Troy has always been where we are. We've been there for 40-some-odd years, and we're not going to go anywhere. That space will also provide a little bit more expansion. And, again, the behavioral health care and transgender care is growing rapidly, and we'll be doing all of that there. That will also provide surgical abortion there, and we will provide the cancer treatments and screenings. So it's pretty exciting. We already do a teen program in Troy. We already have a teen clinic. The space is really tiny. You know, teens are super flexible, and it's really nice of them to continue to come, even though we haven't given them the most gracious space that's worthy of them, but we will in our new location.
So you're just looking for the right size?
The right size, the right deal. Yeah,
and
our intention is to have a 25-year lease wherever we go, so we're not flitting in and out of places. So that's what we're looking for, is a place where we can stay. We're going to stay here for a good long time.
And in Hudson, it's the building, just from the outside, looks much larger than the space you're in now.
Oh, it is much larger. And it's shared space. Again, we've found it really wonderful to have all of our health centers located in spaces where there are other things as well. It really helps for patient confidentiality and for people feeling comfortable coming and going and not feeling, like, targeted. The Hudson Health Center right now, which is technically in Greenport, it does not provide that kind of anonymity for people coming and going. And the protesters there have been pretty difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to have protesters at the new location? It seems a little more difficult location-wise.
We never invite them. But they do tend to follow us.
It's not up to you.
It's definitely not up to us. But they do follow us. And they'll have to stay out of our private parking lot, which will be great in terms of keeping our patients safe. Also, the downtown community of Hudson is a lot less amenable to them. So I don't think they'll find as much easy comfort there as they do currently. There's a crisis pregnancy center right next to our health center where women are frequently given false information about their pregnancies. They're not given complete medically accurate information. And they are certainly a safe harbor for anti-choice activists. So they're not going to have that in the new space.